LA Talk Radio thanks you for being a listener. Did you know you too can host your own radio show with us? Go to our site at latalkradio.com or email info@latalkradio.com right now and start your show today.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
What's up, guys? You've just tuned in to Dave's Good Vibration Station here on LATalkRadio.com, world's most listened to internet talk radio station. I'm your host, Davey, and this is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. What in the world do we mean by that? Well, every single thought that you think, action that you take, expectation that you make for yourself, it manifests in your physical reality. So we like to guide you and provide you with information that assists you in embodying your highest and greatest self. That's what it's all about. So this show, and not only this show, but our hearts have been dedicated. The reason why we chose to be here on this planet at this time is so we could spread as much empowering information and knowledge to you and through you as possible. Now, this is in no way, shape, or form connected to, you could say, religious beliefs. This is nothing like that. This is simply understanding the laws of quantum physics, understanding the physics of human anatomy, human consciousness, and basically the laws of vibration and the laws of energy. So this show is dedicated to offering you a brand new understanding. Maybe something that you have dabbled in before, maybe something that you've never been familiar with before, but a new understanding of how you can create for yourself anything that you put your mind to. Once again, welcome to the show. I'm your host, Davey, and let's raise your vibration. So today's show is based on finding identity in material possessions. Now, we all know that we love to wear our favorite clothes. We like to drive our favorite cars. We like to live in our beautiful houses, and there is nothing wrong with that. That's actually why you're here. You're here to manifest everything that you find is a vibrational equivalent to your highest excitement. When you make a decision and you say, all right, I want this for myself, that's beautiful. That's phenomenal. But where most people get caught up is they then tie their ego to their material possessions. This is when things can get a little dangerous, right? So all of a sudden, if you're not driving that car that you want to be driving, and you're not living in the house that you want to live, or you're not wearing the clothes that you want to wear, all of a sudden, you don't feel as empowered. And that's okay too. This show is dedicated to showing you that you can feel that empowerment regardless of the material possessions in your life, but you can also manifest all those material possessions that you wish to have in your experience. It's normal, it's natural, it's a beautiful thing, and it's actually a great blessing for you to decide for yourself, yes, I want this, I want that house, I want this car, I want these clothes, I want those chains, whatever it is. It's cool, that's awesome. You know, just don't get caught up in the idea of the house defines you, or the car defines you, or the chains define you, right? So there's a very fine line between appreciating your material possessions and then finding identity in your material possessions. In today's show, we're going to talk about the difference between appreciating your material possessions, using them as a catalyst to be an example for the greatest version of yourself, versus basing your ego off of having these things. Now, if you live in a society that is based off of... Now, I'm going to backtrack. If you listen to a lot of the music, the mainstream music, it's getting better these days. But still, a lot of the mainstream music does revolve around what a person has, what a person is capable of achieving, but not in a spiritual sense, but more in a material sense, right? A lot of, you know, hip-hop artists and even rock and rollers, you know, they talk about, you know, spending millions on just silly things. And that's all well and good. There's nothing wrong with that, right? But are they using it as an expression of their higher self? Or are they using it to define their identity? That's what we're going to be talking about. By the way, if you guys want to call into the show, we will be opening the phone lines about halfway through. 323-203-0815. If you feel like calling before, I can open them for you earlier. You can also email me at Dave's Vibration Station at gmail.com. Once again, that's Dave's Vibration Station at gmail.com. Email me questions, thoughts, concerns, excitements, whatever. We love them all. We appreciate them all. So today's show, I've noticed, you know, there's a lot of people in this world, at least, I mean, in my surroundings, you know, we can only base our experiences off of what we see, off of our, we can base our experience off our experience. That's ridiculous. But we can only base our thoughts, our modalities, our expectations off of the things that are in our own experience, right? So in my life, I've noticed that there's quite a few people that it seems like they might be basing their material possessions within their identity, as opposed to basing the material possessions within their creative energy. Now, the difference between basing your material possessions in your identity versus your creative energy is when you base your material possessions based off of your identity, all of a sudden, you need these material possessions to maintain that state of happiness. Now, everyone says, you know, money can't buy happiness. Well, that's true, but it's also not true. Of course, when you get that big paycheck, you get super happy. How can you not? That's beautiful. So yes, money can indeed buy happiness to an extent. But what happens if that money's gone? Are you gonna have a nervous breakdown? Are you gonna lose your vibrational alignment with your joy? This is what we're going to be talking about. What happens if that car gets repossessed? What happens if your house gets foreclosed on? All, you know, there's a lot of people that are going through this stuff right now. That's why I was inspired and I was downloaded to share this information with you guys today. So, basing your material possessions off of your creative energy, off of your spirit and your source, and saying, well, regardless of what I have, I'm always in this state of contentment. I'm always in this state of joy. That is the greatest possible alignment that you can maintain. If you know that you can create these things for yourself by simply focusing your energy and being relentless on manifesting these things for yourself by already feeling the vibration of you having them, right? We talked about this in many previous shows. Last show we touched on this. When you embody the feeling of having what it is that you wish to experience, you literally start to magnetize those experiences into your life. You start to develop a vibrational alignment with receiving all of these things that you say that you want to have. But then once they come in, yes, of course, you get happy, you get excited, you get filled with joy. But that's the deciding factor of, do you change as a person because you now drive a Bentley? Or do you change as a person because you now drive a Honda Civic, right? So change is inevitable. We're always changing. We're always sifting through contrasts. What I mean by that is we're always looking at exterior experiences in our reality and deciding for ourselves, yes, that serves me. No, that does not. Yes, that serves me. No, that does not. Oh, I want that. Oh, I don't want that. So that's sifting through contrast. Just like you sift through a deck of cards and you're like, oh, I want the ace. I want the king. I want the queen. And I want the jack, right? Well, same thing with life. You can sift through those cards. You can sift through the deck of cards of life. And you could decide for yourself what cards you want to pull, what cards you want to focus your energy on. Do you want to focus on the ones, the twos, the threes, the fours, or do you want to focus on the jacks, the queens, the kings, and the aces? So this is what this is all about, and that's obviously just a metaphor, right? So when you're capable of focusing on whatever it is that you wish to manifest in your tangible physical reality within your human experience, it's inevitable that it's going to come to you. What decides whether it manifests or not is your determination to maintain that vibration. Now, if you're determined to maintain that vibration and be in vibrational harmony with everything that you wish to experience for yourself, it absolutely will manifest. And when it does, don't let those things change in an egotistical way who you have always been. Because one day, those things very well might be gone. Or you're going to have more things to look forward to. And more, and more, and more, and more, and more. And when I say they're going to be gone, I don't mean that in a negative way. I mean that in a beautiful way, in a way of transformation. We're always transforming. We're always changing. And a car only lasts for, what, tops 20 years? I mean, that's like you're riding the car to the ground 20 years, you know? So, you know, 10 years, some people get new cars after 2 years. Some people get new cars after 6 months if you lease them. But do those cars define who you are, right? Does your house define who you are? That's the question you need to ask yourself. Now, I'm not saying that if you were homeless versus if you lived in a mansion that you're gonna be in the same state of consciousness. It's likely that you're not, because once again, as Paramahansa Yogananda taught us, our environment is more powerful than our will. This is why it's so important to get a grasp on your environment. It's why it's so important to sift the contrasting experiences of your environment and decide for yourself what does serve you, what you do want to experience more of, and what you don't want to experience more of. So then that's how you can focus your energy in these specific ways and say, okay, I want this for myself. I'm only going to focus on this. And then once this manifests, I'm going to be extremely grateful for it. I'm going to give my gratitude and I'm going to share it with other people. If I have the means to do this for myself, then I have the means to inspire others to do the same. And that's what it's all about. You know, a lot of our basis for achieving material possessions is based off of the ego. A lot of it is based off of, well, my neighbor has a bigger pool, so I need a nicer car. Or my neighbor has a bigger house, so I gotta build a second story. You always gotta be better than the guy next to you, right? Or the girl. We all have an ego. But what this show is catered to and based on is learning how to maintain your vibrational alignment with everything that you wish to experience, regardless of your exterior circumstances, is knowing that basing your material possessions within your ego can actually be a very dangerous tactic. How can it be dangerous? You get the new car, you get excited, all of a sudden you feel kind of this little ego boost, right? You're obviously gonna feel different behind the wheel of a Bentley or a Rolls Royce versus a Toyota Corolla, right? But both get you from A to B. Both serve the exact same purpose. So why would one change your egotistical status in your mind? So you drive the nice car, you say, oh, this is who I am. I'm a baller, right? So then you embody that embodiment of a baller, right? And once again, there's nothing wrong with that. It's what you do with that energy that defines really who you are. Are you operating out of your ego, or are you operating out of your source? Now, source is absolutely, unconditionally, infinitely prosperous, providing, guiding, and ultimately well-being. Ultimate well-being. for all, for yourself, for all, for everyone in your life. Right. So when you can manifest these things, but base it off of your source, which is your creative energy, that's why it's the source. It's the source of creative energy. It's the source of creation. Well, creation is just creative energy. So when you align with that creative energy and you're allowed to manifest, you allow yourself to manifest whatever it is that you wish to choose. That's a beautiful thing that you've just done. And keep in mind, you're manifesting every single moment of every single day, whether you're aware of it or not. The reason why it might not seem like you're manifesting every single moment of every single day is because your thoughts are usually scattered. Now, Dr. Wayne Dyer, he shared a very profound, when he was still with us on this planet, he shared an extremely profound concept. He said, you know that the human mind, on average, thinks about 40,000 thoughts a day. 40,000 thoughts a day. So if there's, you break it down, 24 hours in a day, 60 hours in a minute, 40,000, break 40,000 down into that. And then really ask yourself, how much time am I spending focusing myself on one thought? Or just focusing myself on another concept that Dr. Wayne Dyer introduced is being in the gap between thoughts, right? That's actually the best place to be, is the gap in between thoughts. There's this proposed theory that the human mind can never stop thinking. That's not true. That is not true. There is a gap in between your thoughts. That little sliver of time in between each and every single thought that you think. There's that little sliver of time. But the more time that you're able to embody that gap and be, that's called being in the moment. When you embody that gap, the gap in between thoughts, you're in the moment. You're not even necessarily thinking about what's happening in the past or what's happened in the past, what's going to be happening in the future. You're just in a state of appreciation for the moment. Now you could say, well, appreciation is a thought. Absolutely it is, but it's more than a thought. It's an emotion. You're embodying an emotion and you're not letting your thoughts get the best of you. Now, usually on a moment-to-moment basis, we do let our thoughts get the best of us. And that's when shit can really hit the fan, is when we start contemplating and thinking and breaking down the micro to macro constructs of every single facet of our lives. Oh, I should have done this, or I could have done this, or I should do this, or I should be that. The shoulda, coulda's, would've's. They just don't serve us. If you choose that you want something, stick to it, because that's the only way it's going to manifest. You can't be scattered. You got to be clear-headed. Clarity is the greatest gift of all. Without clarity, you don't really have jack shit. You just don't. You could have all the money in the world. You could have all the nice cars that you ever want to drive. You could have all the houses in the world. But if you don't have clarity, how are you going to enjoy them? How are you going to enjoy them? Because you're going to be focusing on the past. You're going to be focusing on the future. You're going to be focusing on what you have to do right now. Goes on and on and on and on and on. So back to the gap in between the thoughts. Dr. Wayne Dyer says that the average human being thinks about 40,000 thoughts a day. Upwards to even some human beings think upwards towards 100,000 thoughts a day, right? If you're in a very fast paced and high energy environment where things have to get done and people are waiting on you and there's a lot of stressors, right? You're thinking a lot more thoughts. Versus if you're just doing what you love to do, you're in your creative energy, you know what you have to get done. And you do it. And you receive the same amount of abundance, the same amount of income that you would if you were 10 times as more scattered, right? This is called just simply vibrational alignment. So this loops us back around to tying your identity or your creative energy, your source, to these material possessions. So when you learn to slow the roll on your thoughts, slow them down, do some deep breathing. There's a wonderful practice. It's called holotropic breathing. Check out some holotropic breathing. H-O-L-O-T-R-O-P-I-C. Holotropic breathing. Check that stuff out. It is a gift, to say the least. Breath is a gift. Breath is life. What happens when you stop breathing? That's right. You die. So appreciate the breath. Allow the breath to be medicine for your mind. When you breathe, it calms your mind. When you consciously breathe, it slows your mind down. So practice breath work. It's a really powerful tool. Practice gratitude. Just count the things that you're already grateful for. And soon enough, you will be able to manifest anything and everything in your life that you feel you deserve. That's a whole other topic, is deserving. We'll get into that another show. We've gotten into it before, but we'll touch on it. So what I am inviting you to embody today is the understanding that your thoughts, feelings, actions, and expectations are a direct equivalent to your external reality. So if you don't have, or if you're not driving the cars of your dreams, or if you're not living in the house of your dreams, act as if you already are. Right? And then when you're able to do that, when you don't already have them, it actually is a very humbling experience. Because you know in the back of your mind, it's on its way. It's on its way. It's on its way. Not, oh, I don't have it, so I'm just going to pretend like I do. No, you understand the laws of the universe are working in your favor. You consciously decide, I want this for myself, and because I'm focusing on it, and because I'm visualizing it, I'm acting as if it already is, it must manifest. It's the law. Just like gravity. If I pick up a bowling ball, I know it's going to drop. I know it. I don't even think about it. I know it. That's why I don't drop the bowling ball. Because, oh, shit, I don't want it to drop on my foot. Could break a toe. Some shit. I don't want that. Right? So I hold on to the bowling ball. So in the same way that you hold on to these thoughts that bring you joy, that bring you excitement, that bring you contentment, that bring you inspiration, that's how you manifest. Don't drop the ball. Keep it rolling. Hold it in your hands. As Bob Proctor once said in his abundance meditation, he goes, if you can hold it in your head, you can hold it in your hand. This is a direct quote from Bob Proctor. Very successful man. He dropped out of high school. I'm not saying drop out of high school. I'm just telling you, you know, what this man came from. He dropped out of high school. He couldn't even like pay his rent. I think he was homeless for a little while. He was sleeping in people's cars. And then he was introduced to a master, his master, a master that taught him the laws of vibration, the laws of attraction, the laws of magnetism, and how to apply those laws to manifest the life of your dreams. So he went full force, and he did not let anything stop him. And now today, he's a very inspirational and motivational speaker to millions and millions of people. So you really have the opportunity to be, do, and have anything that you want. So when you embody that and you understand that you have that power of creation flowing to you and through you, and all you need to learn to do is channel that energy properly, well, it becomes really easy, actually. You understand the math behind it. 2 + 2 = 4. 4 + 4 = 8. 8 + 8 = 16. Okay, well, if I do this, and then I align my thoughts with it, and I act as if I already have it, and then I take action towards receiving it, it's inevitable that I receive it. And then, this is what today's show is based on. Once you receive it, do not let that change your ability to align with your creative energy. You will never stop creating. You can't. It's impossible. It would defy the laws of physics. It would defy the laws of creation. You can never stop creating. So that's really, you know, the profound statement of what today's show is based on. You can never stop creating. So why not create a life for yourself that serves your highest and greatest good? Don't get your ego all tangled up in it. And just be. Just be. Be present. Appreciate your surroundings. Appreciate everything in your life. Count your blessings. Give gratitude for the people that make you so happy, that bring you so much love. Give gratitude to the people that don't make you so happy necessarily, or don't bring you so much love. Right? Because they're contrast. They are contrast. And bless the contrast. Bless the contrast. So beautiful. So what happens when you start manifesting everything that you want? Well, there's a shift in your consciousness. You align with that creative energy. You align with the energy of the stars, with the energy of the planet, with the energy of Creator. And then you start manifesting with ease. And it's like a snowball effect. And that's when people tend to get tangled up in their ego. So there's this pinnacle point when you start to get a little tangled up in all the things that you're able to create. It's so funny, it's the power of the paradox. You align with your creative energy and you start creating, and you kind of start to cut that off because now your ego's in the way. Now, when I say ego, I am referring to kind of that narcissistic feeling of, oh, well, I'm better than that person because I have this. That cuts you off from the stream. It cuts you off from the understanding that we are all one. We are all interconnected, vibrational, electromagnetic, photonic energy. We are all one. We're extensions of the same creative energy, just embodied in physical form. And everyone that you interact with is indeed a reflection of your consciousness. So when you manifest everything, and when I say everything, I mean there's always going to be more, but when you manifest just the things in your mind that you say to yourself, oh, I want right now, don't let your ego get the best of you. Remember your roots. Remember, all of these things that you manifested came from you aligning with your creative energy. Came from you believing in yourself, knowing that you are capable of doing, being, and achieving anything that you set your mind to. So as long as you don't drop the ball, just like the law of gravity. Law of gravity works very similar to the laws of vibration. All the laws work very similar. It's very interesting. Law of gravity works very similar to the laws of attraction in the same way, with that same concept that we just shared. You're holding on to the bowling ball. You drop it, it's going to fall. You don't even question it. You know it. Well, same way with the law of attraction. If you hold on to those thoughts, they're going to manifest. They absolutely will. But what happens a lot of the time is people get this little spark of inspiration, but they don't do anything about it. They're like, oh, that'd be cool. Oh, okay. And then they sit back to their old vibrational programming, which says, I need this, I'm not this, I should be this, blah, 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 blah. And then that just cuts them off from the stream of manifesting. So let's flash forward. You've been through all that. You were able to learn how to harness and channel your creative energy in a very, very powerful way through the power of deliberate focus and taking action on your inspiration. So now you have everything that you wanted to have. And then once you have everything you want to have, there's going to be more ideas that come into your mind. You say, oh, now I want this. Now I want this. Now I want this. Now I want this. That's just the way. Just the way it goes. You're never going to stop creating. You're never going to stop generating new desires, right? Once you achieve one thing, you're just going to like wipe your hands. Okay, life is over. I can sit back and smoke cigars for the rest of my life. A lot of people do that. But a lot of people that do that aren't as happy. Doesn't matter how much money they have. They're not channeling their creative energy. It does not revolve around money. It revolves around your relationship with your creative energy. And when you learn how to harness this creative energy, and you learn how to get a grip with your source with that creative energy, then you have the ability to manifest anything that you deliberately and diligently focus your thoughts towards. Just don't let that get a hold of your ego. Just don't let these material possessions give you the illusion of separation between the homeless man or between thy neighbor that does not have the biggest house just because you do. And vice versa. If you're thy neighbor that doesn't have the bigger house, don't envy the dude that does, because that creates separation. Look at the dude that does as a beautiful example of what could be for yourself if you focus your energy properly. We are all interconnected, and everything that we experience is simply a vibrational equivalent to our consciousness. That's really what this comes down to. It's very simple. You know, it could be complex if you kind of overthink it. And if you don't, if you don't feed yourself food for thought, and if you just stay stagnant, you're not going to be happy. That's just the way it is. You're just not going to be nearly as happy as you would be if you're in this constant state of creation. When you're in this constant state of understanding by channeling your creative energy, what's capable, what you're capable of manifesting, right? And then once you are capable of manifesting it, you manifest it, but then stay humble. Stay humble. Stay humble. And most importantly, maintain being an instrument of love. Love is the highest, brightest, and greatest vibration in the entire universe. It's unconditional love. Love is the glue. Love is the glue. Now, it's very cliche for me to say that. I get it. Oh, everything's love. Well, what about wars? And what about people? They're just not in alignment with their compassion. Don't give your energy towards the things that don't serve you. Don't worry about the world. The world is a vibrational equivalent to your consciousness. Heal yourself, and you will heal the planet. Develop a healthy relationship with your ego and develop a healthy relationship with everything that you have manifested in your life and you will continue to manifest in your life and you will live in heaven on earth. You will be a vibrational match to projecting the energy of heaven on earth. Check this out, guys. Instrument of love, chances are good. I just want to play this song. It's so beautiful. So beautiful. And this song is in perfect alignment with everything that we're talking about today. Be an instrument of your love. Check it out. Chances are good.
Instrument of your love, yeah, yeah, we chose it, yeah.
Yeah, that's the good shit right there. Chances are good. Very peaceful music, devotional, ceremonial, sacred mantra music. That's what we like to listen to. It just makes you feel good, and it reminds you of why you're here. It reminds you of your alignment. It assists you in getting in alignment. Music is also one of the most powerful tools that we can use to realign ourselves. That's why the music that you listen to is extremely important. The vibrational frequencies of the music that are being emitted that you're listening to influence your consciousness. They influence you. You know, there was a study done in the early 2000s. And whoever did the study, they said that gang-related actions have a lot to do with the music that they're listening to. So they took, I guess, a bunch of, there was a big study. They took gang members that have been, you know, incarcerated for quite some time, and they started to play them Mozart. They started to play them Beethoven. They started to play them Bach. They started to play them classical music and music that actually vibrates at a 432 megahertz frequency, a 528 megahertz frequency. These are solfeggio frequencies. Make sure to look those up. Those are really cool. Solfeggio frequencies. Within these frequencies contain binaural frequencies. Now, what a binaural frequency is it's a vibration that when your brain hears it, it actually recalibrates your consciousness and releases certain brain chemicals to make you feel better, to make you feel happier, to make you feel in a state of wellness. That's why, you know, a lot of people say, play a newborn child Beethoven. Or people even say, when you're taking a test, play some Beethoven. It's because, you know, it might sound silly, but the vibrational emissions of this music changes the programming of your brain. So what happened is these gang members across many different jails, across many different prisons, and that were incarcerated after something like a 6-month period of listening to this classical music that vibrated at these solfeggio frequencies each and every day, they ended up becoming very peaceful individuals. They ended up repenting for a lot of the, you could call them bad things that they did in their life. This music, it healed them. Music is a healing tool. Music is a tool to communicate a message into your consciousness. That's why, you know, I personally don't play the radio in my car. I don't really like it. Because I don't know what's going to be, I don't know what they're going to play for me. And I like to choose. I like to choose what I listen to. I like to be a selective listener, not when someone's just talking, not when someone's talking to me. I always listen when someone's talking to me. But when it comes to the music, when I have a choice to listen to whatever type of music is in my surroundings, I make sure that I put something on that is going to cater to my vibrational alignment. I make sure to put something on that is going to make me feel good. And when you feel good, you're not in alignment with your ego, even if you have, staying in topic with today's show, even if you have the $100,000 car, the $3 million home, if you listen to this music, you're going to be in alignment with your source. You're going to feel the energy of creation flowing to you and through you. You're going to want to share your abundance with the masses. You're going to want to share your love, your compassion, your joy, your inspiration with every single person that comes into contact with you. And even those that don't come into contact with you, even those that just, you give an outlet and they have the opportunity to hear you speak, or they have the opportunity to see what your life is about, you want to share it with them. You want them to be a part of it because you understand that they are an extension of you. And the happier that the people around you are, the happier you are. And the happier that you are, the happier the people around you are, because you're a vibrational equivalent to a greater state of joy and happiness. So use music as a tool. That's a message that was just delivered to me by my beloved. She shared with me, she goes, you know, I received a message today. I pulled an angel card, and it told me that I need to start listening to more music. And I was like, wow, that's really amazing, because I've been feeling the inclination to listen to more music and to write more music and to play more music, and I want to share it with people. And it just feels good. right? So the music that you listen to is programming your brain, whether you're aware of it or not. The music you listen to is programming your brain. So when you listen to this music that talks about, you know, going to the club and putting people in your trunk, just like messed up shit, like, you know, don't make me go pop the trunk on you. It's like he's talking about killing a guy. It's really shitty music. It doesn't make you feel good. It can make you feel like a gangster in that moment. It can make you feel like a thug. And that, you know, that's your ego. Your ego likes it. Your ego's like, yeah, I'm a thug. I'm a G, right? And there's nothing wrong with that. Just don't take that and then do something. Don't channel that energy and become the thug, because it's not going to serve your highest and greatest good. You know, listen to the music that you listen to. Listen. I mean, like, listen, not just like sing the words in the background because you like the beat. Listen to the music that you listen to and then decide for yourself, oh, does this serve me? Is this making me feel brighter? Is this making me feel better? Is it making me feel like a thug? Is it making me feel like a baller? Now, once again, it's cool to feel like a thug. It's fine. You could be an angelic thug. There's nothing wrong with that. That's kind of cool. Like an urban, loving, angelic gangster, right? But a gangster of love, not a gangster that you know, hustles people. You could be like a thug of love, like G-Love. It's another good artist, G-Love. He's really good. He talks about high vibrational stuff. He's cool. But so these concepts I'm just sharing with you today so you could ponder them, you could sit on them, let them resonate, decide for yourself what serves your highest and greatest good, and then align with your creative energy. When you align with your creative energy, you're capable of manifesting the life of your dreams. When you do manifest and start to manifest all those things that you decided for yourself that you want, don't let it get a hold of the narcissism. Don't let it define you, right? Don't let these things define you. Know that this is just a product of your vibrational alignment. That's it. That's all that it is. Not one is not better than the other. Creation has no idea of separation. Creation does not know separation. It's the ego that sees separation. That's why, as another thing Paramahansa Yogananda said, is see the love in all beings. See the love in the crystal kingdoms, in the mineral kingdoms, in the tree kingdoms, in the insect kingdoms, in the animal kingdoms. See yourself in all of it. You're like, yo, how can I see myself in a tree? You stare at that tree long enough, you start talking to yourself in front of a tree, and all of a sudden, you're still, just like the tree. Right? You look at the butterfly, you say, oh, how can I see myself in a butterfly? You see his beauty, you recognize the butterfly's beauty, you recognize your own beauty. All of a sudden, you have dissolved the illusion of separation. I'm not saying that you're going to flap away with some butterfly wings. I'm not saying that you're going to be rooted into the ground, although you are energetically rooted into the planet. You are receiving photonic light energy from the planet at all times. There's an electromagnetic energy that surrounds this planet that you are being affected by in each and every single moment. And it also surrounds all of the kingdoms that lie within this planet, like I said. The forest kingdoms, the tree kingdoms, the mineral kingdoms, the crystal kingdoms, the insect kingdoms, the animal kingdom, all that good stuff. They're like, yo, Dave is on one. He's crazy. What's he talking about? These things are alive? Yes, they absolutely are alive. How do you think a tree grows? How do you think you grow? How do you think the insects grow? And once again, these kingdoms that are in our reality are simply just vibrational equivalents to our consciousness. That's the most beautiful part of it all. Is where you can dissolve the illusions of separations and you can see, yes, I can create a $3 million home. I can create a $10 million home for myself. And I can also create organizations that help and heal this planet. I could give water to the people in need. I could give food and supplies to the people in need. I am a conduit for the energy of creation. I let this energy flow through me and to me with effortlessness and ease because this is who I am. I have chosen to align myself. I have deliberately chosen to be a conduit for the energy of creation. Now, that does not mean that I am better than another. What it means is I am a source of inspiration for all beings to show them how great their life could be. You can never inspire someone by not already doing it. Right? You can't inspire someone to do, be, or have something if you don't. If you're a jackass, but you're trying to inspire people to be a good people, good person, or you're trying to inspire people to be good people, they're not going to really be inspired by you because you're not in vibrational alignment with that energy of creation and seeing the love in all beings, right? But if you're able to shift your consciousness and develop a healthy relationship with your ego, you're going to have an ego one way or another, so might as well develop a healthy relationship with it. Practice humility. Practice being humble. Practice knowing that you have anything and everything that you want already waiting for you. It's in your vibrational vortex. And when you decide that it's your time, that you deserve it, that you are worthy, it will manifest. And when it manifests, do not base your identity off of the same things you've manifested. Base your identity off of being a conduit for the energy of creation. That's what this is about. Base your identity off of being a conduit for the energy of creation. That means that you can manifest anything in your life and not have an egotistical attachment to it. That means you can manifest anything in your life and not think that you're greater than someone else because you have it and they don't. When you manifest, well, you're in alignment with the energy of creation, you act as a source of inspiration, as I said earlier in the show. You act as a source of inspiration for all beings that you interact with and all beings that interact with you, even if they don't see you. Even if they hear about you, they're still interacting with your consciousness. They're still interacting with the inspiration that you've put out into this world. So align with your creative energy. Know that you have the power of creation flowing to you and through you. Stay diligent and deliberately focused on creating the life of your dreams. Know that you have it available to you at all times. And when you manifest the life of your dreams, when you manifest the house of your dreams, when you manifest the car of your dreams, when you manifest a perfect relationship and everything that is a perfect vibrational alignment to your highest and greatest good, do not see yourself as better than anyone else. Because they are a reflection of you. See yourself, once again, as that source of inspiration to show other people how to properly channel their creative energy. And once you do that, oh man, life gets so fucking good. Life gets so grand and jolly and happy and exciting. Of course, there's always going to be ups and downs, but if you understand that you have the power to decide how you want to feel in each and every single moment, then those downs won't be crashes. Those downs will just be like a little hill, and then you go over. It's like a mini roller coaster instead of like, it's not like, you know, crazy roller coaster, right? Everyone's most of the time living in this crazy roller coaster where they get so excited, they're inspired. Oh, I'm going to do this. It's going to happen. A week, 2 weeks, a month goes by. It doesn't happen. They drop it. And they're like, what did I do? I guess I'm just going to settle. Blah, 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 blah. No, don't settle. Continue creating. Continue being a conduit for that creative energy. You can never stop. So here's the steps. Align with your creative energy. Understand that to you and through you flows the power of creation. Focus deliberately and diligently on taking action towards creating that in your life. Once you create that in your life, everything will manifest. Once everything manifests, don't allow those manifestations to give you the illusion of separation like you're better than someone else. Allow those manifestations to be a source of inspiration for all beings. Oh man, what an awesome show. I love and cherish each and every single one of you. All the unconditional happiness, joy, compassion, love, abundance, inspiration, excitement, laughter, and high vibrations from my heart to yours, from our hearts to yours. I love you guys. Make sure to check us out on Twitter. That's at Good Vibe Station. And then you can check out our sister company on Instagram, obviously. And this is where we're channeling the majority of our creative energy is through this Instagram account, which is also a website. You can check us out at universalconsciousness.1111, or you could also go to www.universalconsciousness1111.com. I want to thank my brother Chances Are Good for providing us with this sacred ceremonial mantra music. Yeah, baby. Remember, to you and through you flows the energy of creation. You are perfect just as you are, and you have the power to create anything that you wish for yourself. Love you guys. See you next Sunday. Peace! Woohoo! Consciousness is mirror smoke. Who's the one that wants to know? I will go when ego goes. Am I a phenomenal? Hollow hole, finumeral. You see the tight conundrum, because it's both sides of the pendulum. Subjectively observing, creating this momentum. The I am that tennis match. Love to love, the place is packed. But all the games are just an act. The ego squatting in your flat, screaming, where's the owner at? He doesn't hear an answer back, so he thinks that he is that body mind vehicle. I am as ethereal, fueling all materials, totally invisible. So go beyond the physical. Who am I, the mystical? Who said that? The ego still follow to that hollow tube, the piece of bliss and solitude. The only one cannot be too.